OSHA fined the company that broke the gas line that led to the February Plaza explosion and fire $161,000 and put them on a list of severe safety violators. Heartland Midwest Company's attorney, Brad Russell, said the OSHA ruling will be challenged.
They don't cite a single state, city, local, federal regulation that Heartland allegedly violated.
OSHA also fined the restaurant that blew up $2,000 for not having a proper evacuation plan. Married Kansas City City Councilman Michael Brooks admitted emailing naked pictures of himself to another woman who then tried to get $60,000 to not release them, but he said blackmail had no role in the city paying $15,000 to a promoter for an event that was later canceled. The city never got its money back. City Manager Troy Schulte told TV9 if the extortion attempt had been publicly known, the contract probably wouldn't have gone through.
But at the time, we didn't have any of this information.
Brooks, who is also a minister, apologized for his sexting, calling it a terrible mistake. A rodeo clown in a Barack Obama mask during a Missouri State Fair bull riding event provoked a nationwide uproar and the disapproval of not only Democrats, but Republican leaders, including Senator Roy Blunt.
It seemed to me that was totally inappropriate.
The clown was banned from the fair for life, and the president of the Rodeo Cowboys Association resigned and was hoping he wouldn't lose his job as superintendent of schools in Boonville. The ACLU threatened to sue over the new Kansas voter registration law that requires proof of citizenship for first-time registrants. Doug Bonney said the letter of notification went to Secretary of State Chris Kobach.
If the secretary doesn't change his position and Kansas doesn't amend the law, then 90 days from now, we will be looking to file a lawsuit.
Kobach said he'd been expecting the lawsuit and would continue to enforce the law. In active court cases, a federal judge narrowed Planned Parenthood's lawsuit against Kansas to one issue about having to post contested information on the organization's website, and the Missouri Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit by animal shelters over a $2,500 licensing fee on a legal technicality. Kansas City's City Council postponed a vote on bonds for a new East Patrol Station and crime lab, bickering over what would have to be cut if there are more cost overruns. Mayor Sly James commented,
"We simply can't do everything that everybody wants with the budget that we've got. And we all know that, but this has kind of become a little bit of a football that we get to kick around and somebody's wrong and somebody's right. And the reality is that everybody's right."
The police board is looking into whether some of the costs can be absorbed and paid for by grants. Wrapping up the week, some fans groused about a new NFL policy at Arrowhead Stadium, allowing only small clutch purses and plastic bags. An animal rights organization posted a $5,000 reward for the killer of a pet deer at a local cemetery. And former City Councilman Charles Hasley died. He was 71. This is KCUR.